Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yes, and senior studio producer Ian Hoke back at the studio playing air drums to this song as he does every. So nice to see that, Ian. It's Friday. It's Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. It's a hot afternoon. If you're just tuning in, I wrote a blog about this, and we talked about this in the first hour. There is a new doll from Hasbro that's being taken off the shelves because a petition accuses it of conditioning girls for sexual abuse. And when I hear things like this, I think, oh, it's ridiculous. I watched the video that this mom posted, and this doll is totally inappropriate. Totally inappropriate. I'll explain in just a minute. But anyway, the blog's on our website, WWL.com. The daughter of Congressman Louie Gohmert, that's the guy from Texas who didn't like to wear a mask and was kind of against wearing a mask. He'd wear one once in a while, but he's kind of brazen in the beginning about not wearing a mask. He showed up COVID positive. His daughter is criticizing him for ignoring the medical expertise because he was running around without a mask before he tested positive. So who knows how many people he might have given to. Same thing with the governor of Ohio, who couldn't get to go see the president at the airport yesterday in Ohio because he tested positive to COVID-19. And he was going around, could have been spreading it to anybody. So Mike DeWine, governor of Ohio. And then Jeff Landry, the Louisiana Attorney General. He couldn't be with the vice president and his entourage because he tested positive. So how many people was he, if he wasn't wearing a mask, how many people was he giving it to? I know, I guess some people just don't really matter. Here is a text that says, I find the silence deafening by Republicans when Trump defends a child procuring criminal. Do they care at all? Here's another text that says, Scoot, what a dilemma. Biden can't complete a thought. Trump can't complete a sentence. What's worse, dementia or illiteracy? That's from Sal. Hey, by the way, you know, we've got this new branch of the military. Yeah, there's the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. New branch of the military, the U.S. Space Force. And so the U.S. Space Force announced exclusively today on Fox and Friends that they were sponsoring an Indy 500 car, Ed Carpenter's car. They're sponsoring the car for the Indy 500 to be run on August the 23rd. As you know, it was postponed from Memorial Day weekend because of the peak of the COVID pandemic. But yeah, this is interesting that the U.S. Air Force, now a branch of the military, is going to be sponsoring that car. So that's cool. Let me get back to some of your calls. It is Free for All Friday. And from Mid-City, Brian, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Scoot. Always a pleasure. I've said previously on the show, I'm pro-gun. And yes, I own a couple of the proverbial assault weapons. You know, yeah. I prefer a modern sporting rifle myself.
Okay.
They're mostly used for sporting purposes anyway. There's millions of people have. But anyway, on the main topic, several years ago, I purchased an NRA lifetime membership. You know, basically pay one price like Pontchartrain Beach, ride as long as you want. you know, so, and I used to donate money to the Institute for Legislative Action, which is their lobbying wing at NRA. And I stopped doing it after one of the board members, retired Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, decided mm-hmm. to confront Wayne LaPierre with some of the things he was doing.
I kind of remember that conflict, but I don't remember the details. So tell me.
And you know, I'm a prior service Marine. For one thing, on that note alone, I did not appreciate Wayne LaPierre running Oliver North out of the NRA on a rail. Mm-hmm. So that's when I stopped, and that was a few years back. I stopped donating to the legislative efforts because of that reason. But there's another thing, as far as legislation goes, the greatest threats to the Second Amendment actually occur in the state and local level. There's more anti-gunness legislation from, you know, city councils and state legislatures than with the federal government. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of other organizations that are very legitimately and honestly run, one called Gun Owners of America and the other one called Second Amendment Foundation, and they've been instrumental in fighting some of these anti-gun bills that you don't hear about in Louisiana because, you know, we generally don't have lots of anti-gun bills in the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'd rather donate my money to one of those. But, you know, as far as
is there an anti-gun bill that concerns you? Because, you know, if it's unconstitutional, it could make it to the Supreme Court. And you know, as we know, a state legislature can pass any kind of a law or bill, but it doesn't mean it's constitutional. It doesn't mean it's going to stand up. But is there a bill that currently concerns you?
There's one in the Senate that makes it easier to confiscate guns from active duty members of U.S. military from their private residences. It's a form of a red flag type of deal.
Uh-huh.
Red flag is kind of catch-22. It can be good, but it can be bad because someone who gets very angry at someone can get someone's guns taken away based on a red flag law.
Yeah.
And then it's difficult to get them back once you disprove everything. Truthfully, these days I donate more money to the ACLU than the pro-gun organizations. I donate about $10 a month, you know, automatic deduction to ACLU. You know, one of those reasons, my wife is a liberal Democrat. She doesn't like the NRA at all. Me, I'm simply very upset with the corruption that's been going on with the NRA, and it really needs house cleaning pretty much because they're not doing enough on the education and the training front, which was what they were founded to do originally. So they were founded by Ulysses S. Grant in the late 1800s, around right about 1870s era, because there were many conscripts and volunteers to the Union Army who'd never even touched a rifle. So the purpose was, well, let's get civilian training efforts underway in case we need, masses of people to be drafted or volunteer who can at least know how to shoot a rifle. And Ulysses S. Grant was the first president of the NRA. So, you know, there's a lot of things that have changed the organization's, evolved.
Oh, my God. I remember, I remember interviewing him when I first started doing talk on WWL back in 1990, 91. I remember interviewing him in the very beginning. And I've kind of followed him loosely over the years. And there just seems to be so many red flags with the NRA and with Wayne LaPierre. And now, apparently, there's a lot of evidence that is pointing a negative light on them.
Well, they're showing the very same corruption, if not worse, as a few of the anti-gun organizations have over the years. You know, we don't have time to get to on the air, but
right.
There were a number of things that Bloomberg has done using New York City resources for his gun control organization. You don't have the time to get into it, but you know, I'm pro-gun, but corruption's corruption, and you know, I just can't abide corruption. It really is disgusting.
Hey, Brian, I appreciate the call. And it's a shame to see people in power just literally ripping people off financially and taking advantage of them and then using their position to go to the Bahamas, using their positions to do all the things that they want to do, all the things that you and I can't afford to do. And they're like living the life with other people's money, and they're doing it in an illegal way. I mean, it happens all the time in politics. Brian, I appreciate the call. I mean, look, for the record, I'm very pro-gun. I'm pro-Second Amendment. I tend to be reasonable with those things. All right, last night I had a blast for 80s night. I paid tribute to MTV because August 1st, 1981 was the day that MTV first went on the air. So the first song I danced to on 80s night last night was Video Killed the Radio Star, which was the first video they played on MTV. And then this was the number one song in the country when MTV went on the air August 1st, 1981. And this video went on to become one of the really early dominant classics from MTV. And this was a huge year for Rick Springfield. And I've had a number of fun conversations with him over the years. But anyway, it was fun. 80s Night should still be on Instagram TV, IGTV. And it's on the Scoot on the Air Instagram account. It should be under your stories as well. So anyway, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. It's silly, it's stupid, but it's fun. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Okay, somebody earlier in the show, and I get this once in a while, they want to know about the song that I've selected as my theme song for the show. Well, here it is, and we're going to play most of the song so you can hear much of the song. It's a song called I Want It Loud, and it's by a band called Blue Ember. And here it is, I Want It Loud. And I do get requests for it, and people ask me about it. It's I Want It Loud by Blue Ember. Hi, I'm Scoot. It is a Free For All Friday on our show. Just wanted to share that with some of you who have been interested in that. I got a text here from Susan Cowsill from the Cowsills, and we were talking about bands that had bad names but good music. And she said, Hootie and the Blowfish and the Cowsills. Well, the Cowsills, that was the name of the family, so I guess that's really not that stupid. Here's a text. Hey, Scoot, Rick Springfield was a headliner at Gretna Fest last year. He's still amazing and hot as ever with new music. Unfortunately, no radio stations play rock and roll, only classic rock and roll, as he said. That is true. Rick Springfield has come up with some new stuff that's good. And one of the new songs is The Wall Will Fall, and he did that with Vance DeGeneres from New Orleans. Ellen's brother, and it was all about the pandemic and race relations in America. The Wall Will Fall, very, very good song. In fact, they asked me to be, I'm in this like a little one, I think it's about 4 minutes in, but toward the end, they asked me to contribute a part of me lip syncing the song for the video. So it's in there toward the end in the upper left-hand corner. It's kind of stupid. I mean, it's in the spirit of me doing 80s night, okay? And there's a lot of anyway. It was fun doing that. From downtown, Elwin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. All the young dudes is old dudes now. So
it's all the old dudes.
Bring up some younger dudes than the older dudes to make the music that we like.
Well, you know, you're right, because the young dudes then, you know, they're the old dudes now. And, yeah, I remember playing that song when it, you know, when I was on a rock station in the morning years ago.
And I was into the David Bowie back then. I'm going to tell you this. You know Ziggy Stardust, the song Ziggy Stardust?
Yeah, yeah.
You know who was that? You know who that was about?
No.
That was about Jimi Hendrix. He played it left hand. Listen to it.
I didn't know that.
Listen to it.
That's interesting.
Listen to it. And
wow.
That was his tribute to Hendrix.
Interesting. Elwin, I appreciate you sharing that with us. You have a nice weekend. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And from uptown, Stephen, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, enjoy the show as always.
Thanks.
You know, in regards to this, absolutely, I caught enough of the story on the troll doll, which I think is just incredibly poor judgment on behalf of Hasbro. Slash disgusting.
Yes.
Slash, I'm not a cancel culture person kind of thing, but I don't foresee supporting a company that would even produce a toy like that. But here's... I'm adamantly opposed to what they did. But for what purpose? The grooming of young kids, the grooming of young women, with most businesses, it's all about the money. Okay, so they do this. For what purpose? To gain what? How does this help Hasbro? How does this help society?
It would take a conspiracy theorist to figure that out, and I have the same question you have. It's like, I don't know if it's really designed to, that's what the criticism is, but I don't know if it's really designed. I don't know that there's this plot to condition, you know, young girls to be the victims of sex with older men or pedophilia. I don't think there's a general conditioning going on, but, you know, you've got QAnon people and a lot of other people who are going to believe that.
Right. Well, that was just a thought. One more thing. I can see where you like that bumper music song that you play. It's got an 80s vibe to it. And if you haven't already done so, you should call those guys up and have them on the radio and talk about the writing of that song and what it means and blah blah blah.
You know what? I'm gonna do that. But I was introduced to the song and they told me go ahead and I could use it, gave me permission to use it for a theme song, and I just thought it was great. But I may get them on the air. Steven, I appreciate the call. Yeah, it's a relatively new song. I mean, even in the last couple of years, but it does kind of have an 80s vibe to it. But I personally think that song, I Want It Loud, is a big hit. I've used it in other things that I've done on social media. So, you know, we talked earlier today about something that I found out about before the show today. And it's a new doll that is, according to a petition, it is promoting sexual abuse of children. It's a Trolls doll. And so this mother started this petition and she posted this video on the internet. And I thought, okay, I'm going to watch this. But you know what? This is going to be one of those stupid, ridiculous things where somebody's trying to find something sexually perverse in something that is just really innocent. And I still believe that children don't see things the way we see things. And when you see something, if you're sexually active, if you know about sex, then you add certain things to what it is that you see. Children, young children that don't have that reference to sex, they don't see that. And a guy called earlier and said he's got a glass shower door. And his young, I think it was 4-year-old daughter, walked in and saw him. He didn't mean for it to happen, but she saw him in the shower. And she runs out and she goes screaming to her mom, "Mom, Daddy has a tail. Daddy has a tail." I mean, that's the innocence of kids. But people would see that and go, "Oh my God, she's going to start liking men." No, that's the way kids. I mean, you don't even have to be a psychiatrist to figure that out. So there's a lot of overreaction to things that might be a phallic symbol in a Disney movie, animated Disney movie. And even if somebody, you know, pranked it, you know, if there was a prankster who put something in there that, you know, was really a phallic symbol, a kid's not going to look at that and think about sex. You're going to look at it and think about a toy or think about, an adult toy or think about sex. You're going to think about those things, but kids don't necessarily think about that. But here's what's bothersome about this doll. And I saw this video and I was shocked. Now, there's nothing suspicious about a talking doll that features a button that you push that initiates phrases and sounds from the doll. This doll has a button on the stomach. I would have put it on the back. But the button's on the stomach, and the doll says, "How about a hug?" When you push a second button, the doll makes a sound like, "Wee" or "Oh." The second button also prompts the Trolls doll to giggle and gasp and coo. The second button is located right where the doll's private area is, right there. Right between her legs. And the petition accuses Hasbro of creating a doll to condition young girls to think that when somebody touches that part of their body, that cooing and giggling and gasping, that's all the proper response. Hasbro says the feature was not designed to do that. It was designed to react when the doll was sitting. But to be honest with you, I've seen the video of the doll, and I don't think that it would really do that much to activate it when the doll was sitting down. And here's the really scary part. You have to lift up the doll's dress and touch the sensor, which is right there. And then the doll does this stuff. So I have to tell you that I think this is really inappropriate. And I'm not prone to go out of my way to find evil where evil does not really exist. And I had somebody text earlier from one of the big box stores here in New Orleans that said that they're taking that off the shelves as of this morning. So this is a very, very new story. I'm sure you'll hear more about this. Here's a text that says, my son said, I can't read this. I can't. Mommy, I can't. No, I can't read this. I can't. It's about a son seeing a mother naked and makes a comment about about what he sees. Anyway, here's a text that says, excuse me, why did you quit doing Facebook Live on 80s Night? Well, because I did not know this at the time, but I was in violation of Facebook's copyright infringement rules by playing this music from the 80s. So I could no longer do it on Facebook, and that's why I switched it to Instagram. And, I'm going to find a way to make this bigger than it is now by maybe paying for the rights to use this stuff. So we'll be talking about that as time goes on. But 80s Night is on Scoot on the Air Instagram. It should be under your stories. And, again, you can find it on IGTV. Here's a text that says, I was in high school, and I didn't know what mama's got a squeeze box and daddy doesn't sleep at night meant. Well, you know, there's another song. It was a song by The Who, Squeeze Box. I remember that song. Let's go to the break with that, Ian. Let's go to the break with The Who, Squeeze Box. I remember playing this on the air. And, you know, I was looking for, like, you know, sexual innuendos to make comments about. And I made these comments about, you know, mama's got a squeeze box and daddy doesn't sleep at night. What the heck does that mean? Well, apparently the squeeze box is a reference to an accordion. But I tell you, it's really pretty easy to think of it the other way as well. Here is a text that said, my son saw my wife naked and asked me why she had... no. Some of this stuff is really innocently funny, but I'm not going to read this on the air. What? I mean, should I? Did you see that, Ian? Yeah. All right. Ian agrees. It's kind of scandalous. Well, it's kind of inappropriate. Is it? Did you see the one about the son seeing the mom? Why does mom have a? Yeah, Ian's laughing back at the studio as well. Here's a text. Ian said, "This is why he has a cat." Here is a text that says. I love your show, the theme song, not a fan. However, just from listening to you almost every afternoon, it does seem to fit your beautiful personality. Do you ever think of changing the theme song every now and then? I have thought about that, and I guess there's that possibility. Here's a text. Somebody may have said this already, but I like the band Death Cab for Cutie. Like the band, again, dumb name. And as I mentioned earlier, a band today that's really, really popular. Panic at the Disco. I don't really understand that name. And then I remember back in the late 80s, there was a song called Shattered Dreams. I tell you what we'll do. We'll play this at some point. We'll play Shattered Dreams. And the band was named Johnny Hates Jazz. That's the name of the band, Johnny Hates Jazz. That doesn't mean anything to me. All right, if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Art is to be interpreted. This is art. You interpret what you think the lyrics mean. I had a young, demented mind, and I thought other things other than an accordion. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. This is a new band from the New Orleans area that Kim Stevens, a music executive that I know, who's been involved with some really big acts, he's working with them now. The band is called Zeta, and this is a newly released song by Zeta called Deliver Me. Yes, there is potential there. Zeta, Deliver Me. Here's a text that says, how about the band... Big Head Todd and the Monsters. What were they smoking when they came up with that name? And that's from Sal. I know. They were based in Denver, so they were like huge. They were to Denver what Better Than Ezra is to New Orleans. You know, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, kind of nationally known, but really huge in Denver. And I just, there's a cover band in Denver named Opie Gone Bad. And obviously it's reference to the Andy Griffith Show. So, we've got a story on our website about Port of Call reopening. And that's really good news. I love to hear about these success stories. We just have to, like, do the smart thing, you know, and social distance and wear masks and not be stupid and not be arrogant. So, you know, if we want all this to come to an end sooner, I mean, it's already, I guess it's not, at this point, it couldn't be sooner because it's already been a long time. But if we want this to come to an end, the fear of this, and kind of get back to more normal, then we just have to kind of do the right thing. And there are so many people who have just, you know, arrogantly dismissed masks and social distancing. And sometimes they're the ones that come up COVID positive. You know, I got results. I got initial results on Saturday at urgent care. I'm going to Portland, so I wanted to just go ahead and get a test. And I knew I was, well, I was pretty sure I was safe. But, I mean, you never know. I mean, people can be careful and still get it. And I was really careful, but I was still, you know, curious as to, you know, whether or not I had any signs of it. So the blood test came within 10 minutes, and I got that Saturday. 90% effective is what they said, so that was negative. But then I got the swab test results yesterday, and that was also negative. But again, you know, just because I'm confident, just because I'm being careful, I mean, doesn't mean something can't happen. So, you know, none of us are invincible. Here is, I'm getting more texts about the squeeze box thing, and here is a text that says, where is the old blues song, The Right Key, but the Wrong Keyhole? And Death Cab for Cutie came out of the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour. Interesting, I didn't know that. In the same way that Toad the Wet Sprocket, you know, from the 90s, that's from a Monty Python bit, which I didn't know. I mean, I always thought that was a ridiculous name for a band, but I love the music, Toad the Wet Sprocket. So, yeah, we've had fun talking about songs that, good music that comes from bands that have really dumb names. Here's a text that says, Chuck Berry, My Ding-a-ling. Here's a text that says, I saw the video, and you're right, not the best place for a happy button. We'll call it run out and buy one. It will be a collector's item. Well, you know, I mean, maybe so. Maybe it will. If you can find, this is this doll, this Trolls doll that has caused some controversy. And again, I just, if you see the video of it, I think you'll agree with me. I wrote a blog about it. It's on our website, WWL.com. Here is a text that says, let's see, where is a text I wanted to share with you? Something happened to my son's girlfriend this week. The mixed results on the test. Oh, the same thing happened. Oh, I got a text that Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio tested negative today. And so this text is a follow-up saying the same thing happened to my son's girlfriend this week. Mixed results on the test, I think, does more harm than good. And, you know, that can happen. So it's a shame because, I mean, in the meantime, that's going to kind of scare you. And in the meantime, this is what scares me about the whole thing. You hear about false negative tests and tests that are false positive. Well, then, you know, I mean, that makes the whole text seem to be a little bit suspect, right? Here's a text that says, have you ever heard of grooming gangs that they have in England? You're saying there's no plot to sexualize children, yet in Europe, grooming gangs are found all over. Well, I can't speak to what goes on in Europe. I can't speak to grooming gangs in Europe, but I don't currently see any evidence. And if you do, would you send me the evidence? My email address is scoot@wfdl.com. And I beg people to send me information that the federal agents that went into Portland had a definitive impact on what went on there, that it was a definitively positive impact. I didn't get one email. I mean, we're coming to the end of the show, so we're not going to get into that. But I just don't see any plot at all. I don't see any plot at all indicating that there is. I don't see any indication that there's a plot to condition young girls to be the victims of sexual abuse. And if you see that, if there's information from a credible source, not some QAnon or some, you know, wacky internet source, if it's from a credible source, send it to me. Scoot@wwl.com. And don't forget to join me this weekend and all next week when I'm off the air. You can follow me and we can hang out on Scoot on the Air Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and yes, Join me there. Okay, so we were talking about bands that had weird names. Do you remember this song? I loved this song. This was late 80s. Song is Shattered Dreams. The band was Johnny Hates Jazz. And I never heard any more about them from this, but I remember this song. Remember this? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. I'm laughing at this text about Son Sees Mommy and wonders if she has a... Can't read it. We'll be back. All right. It is Friday. I hope you can find a way to make it feel like the weekend. I know that's a challenge during this pandemic, but hey, you know, it is the weekend. I hope you have a great, great weekend. Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick coming up next. They'll preview the Pels' next game, which is tonight. Yeah, they got destroyed by the Sacramento Kings yesterday. And they'll also be talking about Saints training camp. So I've got a text here that says, can you talk about what the text says on IG tonight? I'm so curious. Yeah, I'll do that. All right, so Instagram tonight. I'll do the nightly SOTA, Scoot on the Air, Instagram, live at about 9 o'clock tonight. And, well, I mean, look, after this big build-up, you're going to be disappointed. But I just thought it was really funny. I didn't want to read it on the air. But the text says, you know, my son saw his mom naked and wanted to know why mom. Yes, I will do that. I'll do that on Instagram tonight because it's okay. It's funny, but I just didn't think it was appropriate for, you know, on the air here. Here is a text that says, tell about that text you can't read on the air on YouTube or Instagram. I'll be listening. Yeah, I'm going to do it on Instagram tonight. So, hey, if you haven't joined me yet, join me on Instagram, Scoot on the Air. I want to thank Diane Newman, our producers, Jordan Fiegel and Tim Zimmer, and our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. Thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.